You're listening to eDurus.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, a very important question was put forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ayyud du'ai asma'u? Ayyud du'ai asma'u? Which dua is the most accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which dua is the most accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and gave very important information to this ummah. He said to the companions that the dua that is accepted by Allah, as in Allah listens to that dua immediately, is Jawful Layl. The dua that is made in the last portion of the night. One. And then number two, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua that is made after your farz salah. The dua that is made after your farz salah. Now, this is a very important hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, you will find so many people today that after farz namaz, when the imam makes dua and the congregation also lifts up their hands to make dua, joining the imam, they find it very strange. And sometimes what happens is that, just to make a statement, they will actually stand up and walk away. Now, what can ever be wrong? What can ever be wrong when you lift up your hands to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You will not find a single alim that will say to you that the dua that you make after your farz salah, it is farz or it is wajib. Nobody says that. Nobody forces anybody to sit that you have to make dua. Nobody does that. Because your namaz is finished. Your namaz ends with taslim. When you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, your namaz is finished. And so you'll find a lot of people that they raise their eyebrows and it's very strange what you people are doing. It can never be shirk, of course, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But khair, unfortunately what happens is that when you don't have that complete package of knowledge, it's very, very difficult. And especially when you live in the times of fitna. And so, I have here a book which is from Saudi Arabia, in the city of Makkah Mukarrama, and it says here, استحباب الدعاء بعد الفرائض ورفع اليدين فيه في ضوء كتاب الله وسنة رسوله وأقوال أئمة العلم في كل عصر ومكان، تأليف الشيخ علامة المحدث عبد الحفيظ المكي. And this book is actually printed in Maktab al-Imdadiyya in Bab al-Umrah, very close to the Haram Sharif. And so this is where you can actually buy this book. And in this book, from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the aqwal of the Salaf al-Salihin, everything is recorded. It's actually a very beautiful kitab. Now what we say, of course, to lift up your hands and to make dua is mustahab. It is a good practice. What is it? It is a good practice. And so in the time of fitna, when people don't have the time to even do khidmat of their parents, when people don't have the time to even come for fajr or read fajr, and then to actually lift up your hands and in a congregational way, mashallah, collectively all of you are making dua, what can be wrong? When somebody asked me, I said to them, it is in the Quran. And they were shocked. They said, in the Quran? I said, yes. Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That's what the Quran says. That all of you repent together. جَمِيعًا. What does the Quran say? جَمِيعًا. All of you repent together, O people of Iman. Then salvation will be given to you. So nobody says it is farz, wajib. What we are saying, that this is a good practice. There is no harm by. If you don't want to make dua, go. Nobody forces you. But why stop the people who wish to make dua? Why stop the people who wish to make dua? By let them connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are only asking Al-Ahad, Al-Samad. They are asking Khaliq. They are not mushrik. Alhamdulillah, innama al-a'malu bin niyat. Your niyat is pure and clean. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shockingly, what happens is that when you look at the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. What did he say? Ad-du'a. That the du'a is the essence of every worship. That the very foundation of any kind of worship is actually connected to dua. That is how important dua is. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ غَذَبَ عَلَيْهِ. The person who does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gets angry with him. Why? You think you are so big? You haven't got any difficulties in this world? That you just walk away and that you have no time to raise your hands and ask Allah? فَقَدْ غَضَبَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes naraz with that individual. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. As for those who show arrogance from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at the tafsir of عِبَادَتِي, the mufassireen have said عَنْ عِبَادَتِي أَيْ الدُّعَاء أَيْ دُعَائِي. That those who show arrogance from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them in the fire of Jahannam humiliated. And so there is no doubt there is great virtue for dua, and for dua there is no time. For dua there is, a man can do dua wherever he wants. After pelting the shaitan, the fuqaha say, you know, if there's another pelting to do, then just make a dua. Dua? Dua. Wherever you go, dua. And so dua is so important, mashallah, especially in the times of fitna. In fact, even when the imam is making dua, because he's the imam and he has to make sure, take care of everybody, so he can't continue with his dua, so he has a time limit, less than 1 minute or whatever, and then he has to end his dua. But it does not mean the musalli have to end the dua. So the musalli, if they wish, they can still continue and make dua, because dua is part of your tasbihat and your adhkar. And also when you make dua, you lift up your hands, the raising of the hands is sunnah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, in his kitab, he has written a bab, a chapter, Babu Raf'il Aidi Fid Dua. Babu Raf'il Aidi Fid Dua. The lifting up of your hands when you make dua. And in there are many ahadith. Hazrat Musa al-Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. And he says, Da'an Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma rafa'a yadayhi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, and he lifted up his hands. وَرَأَيْتُ بَيَاضَ إِبْتَيْهِ وَرَأَيْتُ بَيَاضَ إِبْتَيْهِ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised up his hands in such a way, so high, that I could actually see the noor of the inner part of the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whiteness, bayad means the whiteness. Could actually see the whiteness here. The noor that was coming out, I could actually see the whiteness. Now of course, this was not the general practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua like this all the time. We don't want people in the masjid doing this all the time. MashaAllah, but if you want, you can. But the general practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, when he made dua, it was in line with his shoulder. In line with his shoulder. And there's a hadith in Ibn Majah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَعَوْتَ, that when you make dua, فَدْعُوا بِبَاطِنِ كَفَّيْكَ. فَدْعُوا بِبَاطِنِ كَفَّيْكَ. Make dua with your inner hands in this manner. With your hands like this. Make dua in this way. وَلَا تَدْعُوا بِظُهُورِهِمَا. Don't make dua like this. Don't make dua like this. You make dua like this. Make dua like this. Allah's Nabi, رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is teaching us how to make dua. Make dua like this. وَلَا تَدْعُوا بِزُهُورِهِمَا. Don't do this. فَإِذَا فَرَقْتَ, and when you are about to finish your dua, فَمْسَحْ بِهِمَا وَجْهَكْ. فَمْسَحْ بِهِمَا وَجْهَكْ. Then you rub your face in this way when you have finished your dua like this. This is also sunnah. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, it's not farz, you don't have to do it. But in the hadith it comes, then just rub your face in this way. That's. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught this ummah everything. My respected brothers, whatever the scholars have said, there is khair in there. What is there? There is khair in there. MashaAllah, whatever the scholars have said, there is khair in there. You know, people like everything, they want to have everything new. They want everything new, as if in the year 2013-14, some kind of revelation has came. Why, don't you know old is gold? You don't know that? That is a saying, no? Kya kehte hain? Old is gold. Keep your first wife. Old is gold. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. They're listening at home, there'll be a lot of trouble now, haven't they? Subhanallah al-Azim. But khair, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, lift up your hands. And then also, my respected brothers and elders, lifting up your hands, with that, another very important mas'ala that we need to understand at times, that even in a collective manner, in a congregational manner, a man can make dua, in ijtima'. Where is the proof of that? Where is the dalil of that? It is in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hakim has narrated this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La yajtami'u mala'un. La yajtami'u mala'un. Fayad'u ba'duhum. ويؤمن بعضهم إلا أجابهم الله. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no group of people or no gathering that sits, that is in one place, and then someone from amongst them is making dua, فَيَدْعُوا بَعْضُهُمْ, and somebody is making dua, then the other person is listening to the dua, وَيُؤَمِّنُ بَعْضُهُمْ, and he is saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their dua. Subhanallah. You know, when you want to make a statement, my respected brothers and elders, if one person goes to the embassy, and if 1,000 people go to the embassy, is there a difference? You'll get people scared. 1,000 people at your doorstep, by this must be something major. Am I right or wrong? When 1,000 people in the house of Allah saying, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. What's wrong in that? What is wrong with that? Reciting the ayats of the Quran and reading the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is dalil of everything. Everything. And if you just read this book, but it's in Arabic. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Thawban is the narrator. Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things it is not jais for a person to do. Three things it is not jais for a person to do. We won't go into the three things, we will only go to that one item which is relevant to our topic. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ya'ummu rajulun qawman. La ya'ummu rajulun qawman. Fayakhussu binafsihi biddu'a dunahu. An imam who leads people to salah, and then he is only making dua for himself. He's the imam. You know, some people say, Imam sahab make dua, Allah maghfirat. So the Imam sahab just read namaz and he's quiet, just making dua for himself. Allah Pak, this is what I want, this is what I want. This. What about the congregations are saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The dua is full of what Imam sahab wants. And everybody is saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Subhanallah. Remember the days when Mushtaq, when Qari sahab was reading marhum, the witr namaz, and everybody was saying, Ameen. You remember that day? So, Allahu Akbar, the Imam has to make dua for everybody. And Allah's Nabi said that if he only makes dua for himself, فَقَدْ خَانَهُمْ, then he has done khiyanat. What has he done? He has betrayed his people. All of these ahadith are there. All of these ahadith. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, which dua is the... When he was questioned which dua is the most accepted, and he said that after your farz namaz. After your... Nobody is saying it's farz. Nobody, bhai. Our namaz is finished. Our namaz is finished. Our person is free, whatever he wants to do. But if there are people who want to do dua, why stop them? Why look at them in a way that as if these people are, oh, juhala, and these people are doing some kind of a bid'ah. But everything is a bid'ah in this world today. Everything is a bid'ah. طَوْبَا لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. I always say that the fuqaha look at four things. The Quran, the Sunnah, ijma' of Sahaba. Ijma' of Sahaba. And what Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in had done. And then also qiyas, which is something very, very important. Analogy. And only then masail are taken out. And so there is a reason for that. Whatever the fuqaha have said, it is khair. Now, we also look into the general ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never stopped anybody from doing dua after namaz. In fact, in the hadith it comes that he actually encouraged people to do dua. What is the dalil of doing dua after farz namaz? It is in the Quran. Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. What is the ayat of the Quran? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. The great mufassir of the Quran, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, in his tafsir he writes, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ أَيْ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you have completed your salah, fansab, then what does fansab mean? Balagha bid dua. Balagha bid dua. Then do lots of dua. This was the hukam given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas and Qatada are doing tafsir of the Quran. He's a great mufassir of his time, Hazrat Ibn Abbas. You have a mustaqil kitab tafsir which is called Tafsir Ibn Abbas. As to Tafsir Ibn Abbas, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. This was the hukam that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this lovely hadith which is in Nasa'i, which is in Abu Dawud Sharif, all of these kitabs, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his great sahabi, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal. What did he say? He said to Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, he said, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuka. Subhanallah al-Azim. What a sahabi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a qasam and he says, Wallah, O Mu'az, I love you. O Mu'az, I love you. Huzur alayhi salam is saying that to Mu'az ibn al-Jabal. After taking a qasam, what did he say? Fala tada' dubura kulli salatin. O Mu'az, don't forget to read after your farz namaz or after your salah, after every salah, what? Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. This is the dua. We read the same dua in Maghrib namaz. We read it after every Maghrib. Allahumma a'inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik with jama'. And so this dua is also there. The famous dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after farz namaz he would read, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. This was his dua. And also in the hadith it comes that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after dua, after namaz, he would read this dua, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. So this was the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so all of these duas that were read by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course tells you that it is perfectly fine for somebody to make dua after his farz namaz. And why do we do this dua in a congregational manner? Because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in different hadith that when a group of people, when they make dua, and amongst them there are people who are saying ameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua. That is why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, he saw a man who was lifting up his hands in dua before saying salam. Before saying salam. In his namaz, he was lifting up his hands and making dua. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an saw him, and this riwayat, I have also written it. And in fact, the reason is that you have a lot of people, sometimes they ask, where is this hadith, what it is, and so alhamdulillah, it's important that you do your work is cut out. And قَبْلَ أَن يَفْرُغَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ. Abdullah ibn Zubair saw a person raising his hands in salah for dua before he could finish this salah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair said to him, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Understand and listen to this. It was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لم يكن يرفع يديه حتى يفرغ من صلاته رواه الطبراني. لم يكن يرفع يديه حتى يفرغ من صلاته. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only lifted up his hands for dua when the namaz was what? Completed. When the namaz was completed. So alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, we should not actually feel that by what is happening, we are making dua and Sometimes what the shaitan does, the shaitan is very clever. The shaitan is very clever. He does not like people lifting up their hands and making dua, by everybody making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so alhamdulillah, what we are saying the most, that this is dua out of your salah, it is not part of your salah. In fact, for salah you need wudu. For dua you don't need wudu. So if somebody read his namaz and then all of a sudden he hasn't got wudu, example, he still can make dua, because it is not part of namaz. But it is a very, very good practice. It is a very, very good practice. And also Hazrat Irbaz radiyallahu ta'ala an has mentioned this. This is in Tabarani Sharif. Man salla farizatan falahu da'watun mustajaba. Allah's Nabi said, Man salla farizatan falahu da'watun mustajaba. A person who has read his farz, then Allah gives him a time in which Allah accepts his dua. وَمَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَهُ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَ. And anybody who also does khatam of the Qur'an, then there is a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepts his dua. So my respected brothers and elders, it's very, very important that if any one of you, mashallah, is doing dua, do dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah, in a way that you are awake, mashallah, in a way that you are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something that is very, very good. And sometimes you never know that in an ijtima, there might be someone who is extremely beloved to Allah, very beloved to Allah. And he might be from those who are mustajabu da'wat. And maybe Allah loves that individual. And he is in that congregation and he's part of that congregation. And mashallah, he makes dua. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of everyone. Sometimes what happens, my respected brothers, you see a special man and you have prepared for this event that you want to give him hadiah. So everything is prepared. But now you see that you didn't know that. That man came with another four people. Then you are shy by, how can I give him a gift alone? So quickly, he prepares again for all five of them. Right or wrong, sometimes it happens. And so we give that gift to all of the people. That is the case. Sometimes people are like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua. And so never ever forget, my respected brothers and elders, that dua is very, very important. There is also another dua of Abi Umama radiallahu ta'ala an. This is a very beautiful hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a man sends salawat to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qala fi duburi kulli salatin maktuba, the one who reads this durood after his farz namaz, maktubatin means after his farz namaz, Allahumma a'ti Muhammadan ad-darajat al-wasila, اللهم اجعل في المصطفين محبته وفي العالمين درجته وفي المقربين ذكره فقد استوجب علي الشفاعة. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he reads this after namaz, then my shafa'at becomes wajib on him. ووجبت له الجنة, and jannat becomes wajib on him. That is why in the other hadith, and I also said this, that never ever forget to read Ayatul Kursi after your farz namaz. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, any man who is in the habit of reading Ayatul Kursi after farz namaz, the only thing that is stopping him from entry into Jannah is his life, that he is still alive. Bas, that is the only thing that is stopping him. This is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how powerful some of the adhkar are and the du'as are. That is why, brothers, Ismi'azam, some of the du'a that if you read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always accepts your du'a. Always accepts your du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I just wanted to clarify this matter that alhamdulillah, A lot of the people, alhamdulillah, especially from the subcontinent, they are not daft people. The imams are not daft. They are qualified people. They are hafiz of the Quran. They are qari of the Quran. They have studied the six kitabs of hadith. They have studied fiqh. They have studied just like how a surgeon and a consultant would study in the university. They have studied all the books. And it does not mean that Allahu Akbar, they will want to do something which is completely contrary to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, it's not that. We have to understand, alhamdulillah, what the ulama have said. Nowadays what happens, you know, there is this disease by Maulviyo ko mat sunna. And you want to listen to somebody who's got no head and toes of any clue of anything. Why? This person has studied from the age of 7 years. Mashallah. All his life in a Darul Uloom studying Arabic, Ahadith, Fiqah, these are the Ustad, these are the teachers, all of these people. There is Sanad. He's a qualified individual. You don't want to listen to him and you find some of the Joe blogs from the streets and they say, no, no, you know what? This is the Hadith. This is what you do. And people are attracted to them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come upon my ummah that holding on to their iman and Islam will be like holding on to something that is like burning charcoal that is put to your hands. Burning charcoal. It's time of fitna. Always remember, never ever disrespect the people of Quran and the people of Hadith. This is nuksan for us only. Allahu Akbar. Because of the immense sacrifice, because of what they are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this. Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Inshallah, we hope that brothers have understood. And if you have any questions, of course, after dua, you are most welcome to question me in anything, inshallah ta'ala. We will try our best to explain to you. الله هديك وتوفيق دي اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا رحمن يا رحيم هماري اس مجلس کو قبول فرما الله كريم همارا خاتمہ بالخير فرما الله كريم ہمیں توفيق دے الله کے رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم کی سنت پر چلنے والے ہم بن جائے الله كريم ہمیں توفيق دے ہمارے اسلاف ہمارے اکابرین ہمارے علماء ہمارے فقہاء ہمارے محدثین مفسرین جنہوں نے دین کی خوب خدمت کی ہے اللہ کریم ان کے ساتھ دل میں خوب محبت ہو ان کے ساتھ دل میں خوب محبت ہو اللہ کریم فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ کریم شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما بیماروں کو شفا دے جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین